associazione sovversiva. La bomba mata, la guerra mata,
ni una muerta más, ni una muerta más en la ciudad frontera.
Antifascismo militante, la risposta antifascista. Antifascismo militante, la risposta antifascista. Quando vuoi saltare i conti, sarete anche potenti, ma nascondete un voto di mandanti. Quindi, camicia nera, problema in cima alla mia lista. Che se il mondo va in tempesta, è la risposta antifascista. Perché l'uomo visto accendere, se il nemico da distruggere. Perché se non c'è un ostacolo, è la strada del patibolo. Acerrimo, nemico del fascismo. Puoi provare anche a scappare, ma restiamo il tuo antifascista.
Your trans auditory experience. Welcome.
What's up? You're listening to Radio Antifascista here on Radioactive San Diego, and today I'm going to be interviewing some people in Lebanon, playing some interviews with people in Beirut, talking about the war that's going on there, and playing music from Palestinian and Arab artists from various places. Thanks for listening. We've been having some technical difficulties lately, so hopefully it's working for you. If not, maybe you're listening to the podcast or the website or something exciting like that. Gracias por escuchando Radio Antifascista aquí en Radioactive San Diego. Hoy me voy a hacer entrevistas con gente en Líbano y hablar de la guerra ahí de Israel. Y voy a estar tocando música de Palestina y de gente árabe. Pero ahora me voy a tocar una canción de D-A-M, de MC Árabe. Right now I'm going to play a song from D-A-M, the Arab MCs. It's translates to Who's the Real Terrorist. The name of the song is Mean Arhabi. Thanks for listening.
Mean and happy, enter happy. Mean and happy, enter happy. Mean and happy, أنا رهابي. كيف رهابي وأنا عايش ببلادي. Mean and happy, enter happy. ماكلني وأنا عايش ببلادي. قتلني زي ما تلت اجدادي.
اجل القانون
على الفاضي. ما انت يا عدو بتلعب دور الشاهد المحامي والقاضي. علي قاضي نهايتي بادي. حلمك انقل فوق معنى آلية. حلمك لآلية تصير بالمقابر اكترية. ديمقراطية
والله انكم ناسية.
من كثر ما اغتصبتوا النفس العربية.
هبلت ولدت
ولا جسمه عملية انفجارية. وهنا ديتنا ارهابية.
يعني ضربني وبكيت سبعتني واشتكيت لما ذكرتك انك بدين نطيت وحكيت.
ما انتوا بتخلوا ولاد صغار يرموا حجار. ما لهمش اهل يدبوهم بالدار. ايش كنه نسيت انه استحق ضب الاهل تحت الحجار. وقال لهم وجع الفار بتناديني ارهابي.
مين ارهابي؟ انا ارهابي. كيف ارهابي وانا عايش في بلادي؟ مين ارهابي؟ انت ارهابي. ماكلني وانا عايش في بلادي.
ليش ارهابي؟ عشان دمي مش هادي. حامي عشان رافع راسي وارض بلادي. قتلوا حبايبي انا لحالي. اهلي تشردوا راح اضلي انادي. انا مش ضد السلام. السلام ضدي. علي بده يقضي. تراثي بده يمحي. واللي بيحكي كلمه بشد وراه همه بيكون زلمه تعملوا منه رمه. ومين انتو لسه امتى خبرتوا؟ اطلعوا قديش قتلتوا وقديش قتمتوا. امياتنا بيبكوا ابياتنا بيشكوا اراضينا بيخطفوا. انا بقولكم مين انتو؟ انتو خبرتوا في دلع. احنا كبرنا فقر. مين كبر في وسع ومين كبر في جحر. صار في داعي عملتوا منه اجرامي. وانت يا ارهابي بتناديني ارهابي.
مين ارهابي؟ انا ارهابي. كيف ارهابي وانا عايش ببلادي؟ مين ارهابي؟ انت ارهابي. ماكلني وانا عايش ببلادي. انت ببطل ارهابي. لما تضربني كف واعطيك خد تاني. كيف تتوقع مني اشكر الاذاني؟ تعرف ايش انت ولي كيف دخياني؟ راكع ركبي وايدي مربطات. عيون بالارض وجثث مزتتات. بيوت مهدومه عائلات مشردات. اطفال يتيمه حريه بكلبشات. انت عمر انت قتل. احنا بنقبر ما علينا بنصبر. وجعنا بنصدر. اهم شيء انك تحس بامان. اتريح وسيب لنا الالام. ما هو دمنا دم كلاب. حتى لا لما الكلب يموت في الرفق بالحيوان. يعني دمنا ارخص من دم الكلاب. لا دمي غالي. راح ادافع حالي لو تناديني ارهابي.
مين ارهابي؟ مين ارهابي؟ مين ارهابي؟ مين ارهابي؟ مين
إرهابي مين إرهابي مين إرهابي أنت إرهابي
لازم نمتلكوا هي المبادرة اسمعي فهم استغلت صدرت ناديها محاضرة احنا بمصارة اللي من زمان ثبتونا فيها بينادوها مامرة وعدم وعلي خليها اعرفكم انا بس انا من بلد اسمها اللي فيها اللي بوتها ما بدفع التمن وفيها اللي بهدلل ناس اللي عملوا غلطوا بنوا عرضهم وكل اللي بيصير بس عشانهم لوحدهم غير واقف على موقف اللي شرف ودير ايه اقول ويبدأ فهم انه القوة بالمجمع ولا مرة بالمفرد وعادة ميزة فكرنا هيك احنا بمفرد عن الكل والغلط انه فكرنا بالكل بس هذا الغلط لانه صح ولازم ودوم ولما قلنا ايدي بايد ما كانش قصنا اصبع ولا تاخد لازم تطلب والقوة بالمجمع
مع انه حارتنا خجولة ومش لابسة حرير
همسي تكون كل ما ضل بسكوت دان الشعب بتفوت بس لو صرخ لا بغرقها في ظهر الحق اسمع بقدر افهم كل عيوني اللي من حزن تدمع بس ما بفهم اللي ما يمسح عيونه تايه يسأل على اليبسه هو قاعد يجدف في دموعه ايش بيصير هنا مال الكل يطلع علينا
يمكن عشان احنا اللي فاتحين جرينا
يا زلم المرة هديك مظاهرة ضد هدم بيوت كان فيها 100 واحد 90 منهم يهود اذا اليوم بتوقف تطلع كيف قاعدين بيهجروا جارك بكرة اربع دارك جارك زيك واقف تطلع مكانك السلسلة طويلة بس الها اخر سقوط للقدرة العاشرة شايفة عارفة بس خايفة اذا الروح فينا ساكنة فرمت بس الفكنة وش بنقول للحلقة الاضعف مع السلامة
مع انه حارتنا خجولة ومش لابسة حرير
نور مطفى حياتنا بتميلة صهيونية اللي تنزل فينا وسخها واحنا عمالنا ننستن ولا حدا بيفتح المي ولا حتى احنا بالوسخ.
Alright, we're on the phone with Ali from LebanonSolidarity.org. Are you there, Ali?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alright, great. This is Ali's speaking to us. He's with a project called Civilian Resistance in Lebanon. Recently put out a call for solidarity from people around the world to help with the situation in Lebanon. Can you explain a little bit, Ali, where are you right now?
Right now I'm in Beirut, specifically I'm in Western Beirut in Homs.
Okay, and how long have you been there?
I've been here for a week now.
Okay. So can you just say a little bit about the project that you're working on?
Sure. So basically the country of Lebanon, especially the southern part of the country, is being totally isolated by the Israeli army right now. No aid can go in, people can't get out, whether it is because the roads are completely bombed out and bridges and access points between the south and the north are totally obliterated, or whether it's because Israel has declared that anything moving south of the Litani River, which is the point where they want to move their ground forces up to, anything moving on those roads are considered legitimate targets for Israel. Because of this, there has been a serious shortage and difficulty of getting aid in and getting medical supplies and getting people out and going down there and excavating. So a group of civilians and civil activists and different NGOs from Lebanon and around the world have decided to organize a convoy, a caravan, down to the south, taking aid with them and medical supplies with them, and also as a demonstration of reclamation of the South. So the idea is that on Saturday, August 12th, which is the 1 month anniversary of this latest Israeli aggression, people will leave Beirut at 7 in the morning, and of course, August 12th is the International Day of Protest against Israel, and this will coincide with other activities around the world. People will leave Beirut and in a convoy of cars or vehicles go down to south, as far as people can go. Right now it's still a little up in the air, as you know, how far it's actually physically possible to go in terms of the roads, in terms of Israeli missiles threatening the convoy, but people want to go as far south as possible with the aid.
So I wanted to ask, where how did you get the idea to do this? I mean, what was your inspiration for working on this?
I mean, you know, I just kind of became involved after the idea was, you know, put into place. But from what I know from the organizers that, you know, I've come in contact with, you know, there's people want to, you know, they're declaring at the beginning of a campaign of declaring Lebanon a country, open country for civil resistance to Israel. So actually the action on the 12th is not necessarily, you know, a one-off thing. It's the beginning of a long series of actions and campaigns geared towards reclaiming and repopulating and reconnecting the southern parts of the country. So there will be more convoys that go down. There will be actions in Beirut. You know, a big part of the southern part of the country is now in Beirut, of the population. There's still approximately 120,000 people there, totally isolated from the rest of the world, and basically, you know, living hour by hour with the supplies they have. But so it's the beginning of a campaign showing civil resistance against what's going on. Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah, we heard that. Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, it's kind of routine at this point, you know. It's like really, it's really nearby. But, you know, it's like missiles falling all over the place.
Yeah, just while I've been on the phone with you, for listeners that don't that couldn't hear it before, there were three explosions before we actually came on the air, so that would be the fourth in this tiny space of time. Can you talk about what it's like over there? What's your daily experience like over there?
Experience, like, you know, okay, so basically, a learning experience, and what I can tell right now is that there's like a you know, the Israeli strategy of isolation is in play here, you know, as they've perfected over so many years in Palestine, in isolating both the south from the rest of the country and the whole country from the rest of the world. You know, the curfew that I mentioned to you of sorry, I'm just a little bit more, still a little shaken up from the explosion. But the curfew that was mentioned in the south was recently extended in a similar way to the north, where they said that trucks cannot be traveling after 8 o'clock in the northern region of the country. So the campaign of isolation is also is taking place in Beirut itself, you know, amongst neighborhoods. So in the southern part of the city, which, you know, is being continuously bombed, and I'm assuming, I don't know, but the missiles that you heard were also targeted in that part. In the southern part of the city, Dahiya, which is a majority Shia populated neighborhood of Beirut, you know, people have been totally ran out of their homes there. And, you know, people cannot go back even to get their stuff because, just like you heard, any moment there could be a missile that, you know, hits you in the head. So it's like this, it's basically, you know, deeming a certain portion of the city uninhabitable. And I'm not answering your question very correctly, but I'm just trying to give you an idea of how it is in Beirut right now. There's other parts of the city that are relatively, you know, unaffected by the bombing. You know, there's one part of the city which is totally flattened by the bombing, and the other part of which is the Shia, you know, southern parts, neighborhoods such as Dahiya, such as Chia, where on Monday an Israeli missile hit an apartment and killed upwards of 40 people. You know, bodies are still being excavated there. And then there's other parts, you know, the downtown, western Beirut, Hamra, the shopping districts, and what people are calling like Beirut proper, which has only been hit a few times at the beginning of this war, and for the first time since then today, by hitting the historic light tower, which was left over from the French mandate from the 1930s. So, you know, that one was very close, personally, you know, but it's just, it's, you know, not that that means anything, but it's just showing that Israel is, you know, totally ready to extend this campaign. And it was a symbolic attack in a sense, because even though it didn't hurt anybody or the targets wasn't, you know, extremely significant, nearby is the house of President Hariri and, you know, for example, other targets such as the Saudi embassy and places like this. So, you know, it's called maybe a provocation against Hezbollah, or just testing their strength or intimidating the population of Beirut, but, you know, it definitely has its effect.
So I saw an interview on Sky News recently with a British politician where he said that the corporate media has been painting this as a new conflict, and they talk about the Israeli prisoners, but they don't talk about the hundreds of Hezbollah prisoners that have been in Israeli jails for years. I'm wondering, have you talked to the corporate media at all? What has their response been to you?
I mean, the corporate media is, you know, is everywhere. You know, you see, you know, a lot of, you know, cars, this TV written on them. You know, there's a lot of camouflaged, like, it's interesting because it's really easy to spot them. I don't know if some sort of war journalism fetish of the Middle East, but, you know, they're really into wearing, like, desert garb, and, you know, they stand out. I mean, you know, of course, they are going to, you know, try to sell this event in a spectacular way. But, I mean, in terms of what George Galloway was saying, it's you know, this country is, you know, living this for, you know, almost 30 years now. And it's still very fresh in people's minds. And, you know, people, I was talking with a relief worker today, and he was, you know, he was born in 1953, and he was saying, like, all my life, you know, I have lived underneath Israel threat, my kids, my wife, same thing, you know. There's, for example, out of the 120,000 people in the south, 40,000 of them are Palestinians living in refugee camps. And there's this collective memory of being attacked by Israel, and it's just so strong, and it cuts through everything. And, you know, in the city, in Beirut, you can still see buildings that, you know, have machine gun fire from the civil war or have been shelled the previous time. You know, it's like this landscape of 30 years of, you know, of strife caused by Israel. It's really heavy.
So do you have enough supplies to take with you, or what can people over here do to help?
Right. Okay, so in terms of supplies, there's a lot of, you know, when they bombed, they don't, I mean, at the beginning, it was, you know, a lot from what we hear. There was bombs going off all the time, but now usually it's not this frequent. So, it's, I don't know. Anyways, supplies-wise, people have supplies, you know, donations have been coming in. I mean, it's really difficult, you know, money is not really the issue. The issue is access of actually trying to get stuff here from outside of the country. And, you know, petrol was a problem because just like humanitarian aid, there's they're not letting in any gasoline. You know, there's been two ships which have been sitting in Cyprus for a week now waiting for the Israelis to give permission. Of course, you know, when there isn't petrol, you know, it limits people's movement. There's lines, you know, a kilometer, 2 kilometers long in Beirut for people trying to get gas, which at this point is $3 a gallon, which is so much for this country. For what it usually is, like, I don't remember off the top of my head what it was before, but, you know, and for example, the power plants run on electricity as well, and so there's huge power cuts. You know, there's a rationing system in Beirut where most of the day there isn't power given to most of the city, and people run on generators to let off the petrol. Anyways, so the petrol situation for the caravan was also solved. In terms of how people can help, you know, I think that this is like a really risky thing that people are trying to undertake of, you know, going into a region where they have been threatened that anything that moves will get hit. So what's really important is making this as widely known and publicized as possible, you know, trying to make this internationally known event that this, you know, there are people, Lebanese people, who are trying to go back to bring aid to southern Lebanon, and they're doing this in, you know, in an act of defiance, of resistance, and to try to get as much attention to this as possible. And, you know, since, like, honestly, on Saturday, there's these demonstrations all across the world, and it cannot be just another, you know, march from point A to point B with some boring speakers at the end. There needs to be drastic action taken all over the world against Israel to, you know, to put some more pressure. You know, maybe you're not able to stop the actions completely, but at least slow them down, you know, create a sensation that people are resisting. I don't know. But the situation here is really dire. People are willing to take some serious risks, and they need solidarity worldwide and, you know, in various fashions for it.
So, on that topic of what people are going to be doing on Saturday, I mean, do you see this as an extension or continuation of the war in Iraq, the U.S. war in Iraq?
Well,
I just bring it up because it's, you know, it seems like the anti-war movement is sometimes like waning or, you know, up and down, and it seems like this kind of is so very closely similar to to the U.S. invasion after invading Vietnam, how they went into I forget what that other country is. Because my history is not so good.
Cambodia,
yeah. And how, you know, at that time there was a pretty serious response.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think, like, you know, the relationship between Israel and USA and the geopolitical, like, calculations and games that they're both playing, I mean, this can be speculated on and gone on for hours, but what's definite is that the population in Lebanon sees, you know, Israel and USA as the same thing. You know, in demonstrations or in interviews, you know, it's like, you know, Israel, we hate Israel, but we, you know what, we also hate the USA because they are the people selling these weapons, they're supporting them, you know, the strongest ally, and there's serious hatred against the U.S. government of people in Lebanon because they know the connection that it has with Israel. And of course, you know, they also see it as this huge destabilizing and imperialist force in the region. But also they make the connection with Israel very strongly between the United States and Israel. So just in terms of, you know, the sentiments of people of Lebanon, there's a very strong connection. The two countries go hand in hand for people here.
So is there anything else you want to add? You guys are leaving on Saturday or no, Friday?
Yes, Saturday morning is when the convoy takes off. I mean, you know, it's a very delicate situation here. You know, people are exploring different possibilities of roads to use, of, you know, both in terms of accessibility to the south and in terms of safety and, you know, pure logistics. So who knows what will happen? Who knows how far it can go down? But, you know, let's see what happens. But I strongly encourage people to take, you know, direct action against various Israeli targets all around the world on Saturday and onward.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being there. Be safe.
No,
and
thank you.
I'll do my best to get the word out.
All right.
All right. Thanks, take care. Bye bye.
Take it easy.
All right. That was Ali speaking to us from Beirut with the project LebanonSolidarity.org. They're doing a civil caravan to the south of Lebanon to take supplies to people who are there who need those supplies. Defying the Israeli claim, or trying to defy the Israeli claim that they're going to bomb anything that moves, bomb any vehicles. You're listening to Radio Antifascista here on Radioactive San Diego. Thanks for listening.
Stop the war, yo. Stop the war, yo. Stop the war, yo.
Rakim,
stop the war, yo.
Abu Karim,
stop the war, yo.
Ismail,
stop the war, yo.
MTM,
stop the war, yo.
Jay-Zack,
stop the war, yo.
The Jamaat,
stop the war, yo.
The whole world,
stop the war, yo.
Enough bloodshed, enough innocent dead. Young girl bled, shot in the head, what's a crime? Being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Being an Iraqi in Iraq, waiting for divine intervention like Noah's Ark. This ain't a joke, bodies getting soaked. Innocent folk, Shaitan and his team, well keen. The Shayateen on the scene, I'm rolling with the Salihin. The Mu'mineen raise my self-esteem and keep me clean. Michael Moore, 9/11 Fahrenheit, keeps it tight. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, we must unite. If you had foresight, you get a fright. Shine your light, new world order on the scene, taking a bite. How come whatever Blair does is always right? True. Take the country to war and claim it was an oversight. Lyrics I spill are real ill with stuff you feel. Not for mass appeal, but these rules like Lauryn Hill.
Stop the war, yo. Stop the war, yo. Stop the war, yo. Stop the war, yo.
This metaphysical cycle, it's so temperamental, you don't know the flex, the equation is simple. X is a murderer, Y is a poodle. Spin of propaganda equals massacre of people. Illegal warfare, conflict, annihilation. It's all about the oil, gas, mineral, condensation. Innocent deaths of women, babies and young ones, while the guilty parts are guarded by jinns and stun guns. I don't care what a fake sheikh be babbling. Islam doesn't teach suicide bombing. On the payroll of a CIA individual, so they could justify laws that be shiesty, evil ghetto dwellers. Sent to the front lines, instant. But when they're killed in actions, families can't claim a resident. Mecca to Medina, hit the arena, making a stance. Cease the war, give peace a chance.
Stop the war, yo. Stop the war,
the war, yo. Stop the war, yo.
Yeah. War them, I 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 war with every nation. Yeah. Kill them, I 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 kill without no hesitation. See them, I come with them bad intentions. I tell pure lies, be them deception. And I just yesterday, let's squash a small nation. Just a cook up and I hook up some work vitiation. True, everybody fed up, you know, they own a fiction. Them no really have no time to see the wicked man's plan. More time, him just a trick me with his television. With his programs and his movies in my leg foundation. His politicians fool us with them eloquent tongue. Talking irony and regret, when the time I understand. Time after time using misinformation. Them a spread paranoia upon the whole nation. Just for benefit them friends and corporation. For money and power them sacrifice humans. Boy, man like that me just can't understand. All them man can live and function. When everywhere them pass through them a cause destruction. Boy, them man a need for stop the war, man. Just give peace a chance. Man, walk to the man, them man. Stop the war, the man.
Stop the war, yo. 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 Stop the war, yo.
All right, what's up? You're listening to Radio Antifascista aquí en Radioactive San Diego. Y esta última canción fue Mecca to Medina. Es un grupo de artistas de Inglaterra. Grupos de rappers de Muslim. Y estaba hablando con mi amigo Ali, ahí en Beirut, en Líbano. Y fue una entrevista muy dura para mí porque él es un amigo muy bueno de mí y trabajó con él antes en otros proyectos contra neoliberalismo y capitalismo y FTA y todo eso, contra la guerra. Y es muy duro para mí escuchar a él ahí en Beirut y con las bombas ahí, el sonido de bombas muy cerca. Y él dice muchas cosas que la gente ahí en Líbano piensa que Estados Unidos son como el mismo cosa a Israel, a la gente ahí, porque es el dinero de los Estados Unidos que pagar por las bombas de Israel. Hey, what's up? What? Yes, you can sit there. Joined by a guest in the studio. What's up? Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Oh man, I was just saying some heavy shit. You're here just in time for some heavy shit. I was just doing an interview with a good friend of mine who's in Beirut, and he's working on this project, civil resistance in Lebanon, to do a civilian caravan of people to the south of Lebanon.
Right.
Take supplies there. And it's a really hard interview for me because it's a good friend of mine. We've worked on lots of projects together.
Yeah.
And it's interviewing him. There are bombs in the background, like really loud, like bombs that interrupt the conversation.
That is crazy.
Yeah. It was tough. Anyway, I don't really want to talk right now, so I'm going to play some more music. More Mecca to Medina from the UK. Thanks for listening to Radioactive San Diego.
Yeah, rocking orthodox. Yeah, repping it for M to M. Yeah. Everywhere we're going under surveillance. No time for ignorance, we're dealing with mass interference. The Muslims wait for the Mahdi, they wait for his appearance. Shaitan waits for the day that's when evil and defiance. The appliance of science used for mind control. That's the goal, don't you know we're living in a fishbowl. The street scenery controlled by CCTV puts privacy in jeopardy like your identity. Times are hard, they're watching you through their Oyster card. Examining your movements like a lifeguard. Locked down like a prison cell without bail. Paying bills after bill until you're weak and frail. This is the last day where evilness is getting praised. Time of confusion, can't even see through the haze. Lies are told and trusted like religious scripture. Newscasters bring the news painting the false picture. And when the truth hits ya, you think it's make-believe. Hollywood have made you dumb and made you naive.
It's the new world order.
It's the new world order.
War and terror is the era that we've acquired. Peace, love and unity, community desired. Looking for justice in a world of make-believe. Where the deviant students eat like the devil did Eve. Told you already, don't believe the hype. Examine the story, don't fall for stereotypes. While the innocent die, we joke and socialize. Our only concern, return to Big Brother lies. Welcome to the Matrix, Pornoflix and Politrix. Where mothers sell their daughters just to get a fix. Deranged like it's been a prey for free thinking. What do you expect if you select 24 hour drinking? There's more football on the TV than ever before. While you engrossed in the match, they're changing the law. While the rich get richer, they're wiping out the poor. Genetic warfare, Armageddon's at the door.
It's the new world order.
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 Torture the priest, making them guzzle diesel. My revelation manuscript has made governments feeble. I propagate my sound velocity to anatomical visual state. Rejuvenate my hidden prophecies. Bind demons and serpents, curse villains and heathens. Symbolic worshipping of stones of no apparent reason. Strike thunders and weathers of hell. Mothers and children will yell, but angels will never respond to confessions of innocence. Receive my presence of omnipotence. Open the corneas of blind and inferior followers. My unstoppable powers reveals the plans of the cursed hour. A European colony joined with the ununited treachery. The coming of the new age order, technological bicentennial devil warriors against flesh, bones, X and Y chromosomes. Mission to contaminate microchips in the human domes. Concluding, making a nation of the same flesh, same DNA, same body, even same breath. So man can bow down to the same kind. 66639 all in one mind.
It's the new world order.
It's the new world order.
It's the new world order.
It's the new
yo, forever, I'll be a freedom fighter in the streets. Crumbling the barricades of injustice when I'm spitting on these beats. Rhymes represent the force of my ancestors. From Kemetic black professors to Islamic architects. Heart bleeding for every Palestinian child. Fighting for his own freedom. Israel's security barrier has now become the world's greatest prison. Slavery was not abolished, it's still alive throughout the system. The government equipped to orchestrate terrorism. While the media plainly blinds our vision with fabricated images. Our minds are primitive, enslaved to the laws of a fake royal lineage. Yo, I think about the burnt libraries, the stolen folders, the broken culture over tortured soldier, the black genocide and the murder of 100 million slaves. The strength that it would take to liberate our minds from the cycles of these council estates. We're all victims, suffering from psychological oppression. Depression but no protection, repression but no correction. They stay holding us responsible for their fake terrorist acts. But please take time and study all the tracts, cause Islamic scriptures would never glorify that, and that's a fact.
It's the new world order.
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 Hey, what's up? I'm just going to go ahead and play this interview from Alternate Focus. Andy from Alternate Focus also interviewed somebody in Beirut, and I'm going to play that. The audio quality is really not so hot. Sorry about that, but hopefully you will get something out of it. Thanks for listening.
This is Andy Trimlett from Alternate Focus on August 5th, 2006. Alternate Focus is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadcasting the other side of the story on Middle East issues. It is available on the Dish Network, Free Speech TV, channel 9415, on Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, as well as various cable stations. Visit archive.org for a video library of our programs, and alternatefocus.org for more information about our organization. Today I spoke with Habib Bhatta, the managing editor of the Journal of Middle East Broadcasters, from his home in Lebanon. Habib has been a journalist with the Lebanese paper The Daily Star and Al Jazeera Television. He has also been a commentator on CNBC Arabia, BBC World, CNN, INN World Report, and Democracy Now! Without further ado, here's the interview. First of all, tell me where you are in Lebanon.
I am living just outside of Beirut, pretty much on the hills, just outside of Beirut, looking for Beirut, able to get a clear view of the bombings and the evacuations and the whole spectrum of war that we're experiencing.
Is that on the north, south, east, or west end of Beirut?
We are just north of Beirut.
Okay. And tell me what have you been experiencing? What is daily life like for you?
Daily life is really an outer-worldly, surreal experience of being disconnected from the rest of the world, not by telephone, but by food and gasoline, all the essentials of living world today, in the modern world at least, civilized world that we're used to. That has changed drastically. Our world has been turned upside down. Not only can we not leave the country because all routes of land, air, and sea have cut off, can't even go around inside Lebanon anymore because of massive bombing on the one hand and the elimination of bridges and transportation routes on the other. So we're stuck within our own areas within Lebanon, which is really a tough experience to be stuck at home and not being able to go to work, not being able just to get on with a normal life, because every time you kind of breath of relief, there's more bombs and more drones in the air. The drones are very, I've got to say, very difficult. The drones always, every day you're hearing this buzzing like a mosquito, like a really deadly mosquito, just buzzing and buzzing and buzzing from a distance all day long, and you don't know what that's going to mean. They're taking pictures or on a target, is that target going to be near you? It's a very uncertain hour-by-hour life. Can't plan, do anything. Every day that goes by, you say, I should have done something, but how would you know that it would have been peaceful? Every moment in the future is really uncertain.
Tell me about gas and food. How are you doing on supplies like that, and how difficult is it to get those kinds of supplies?
Well, the last few days, gas become mission impossible. Filling your tank is just, you know, it's really difficult because you can't find a gas station that's going to be open. A lot of gas stations will open for a couple of hours and they'll close. You might wait in line for 30 or 40 minutes and then get to the top of the line, and then they might just close the gas station on your turn. Then you've wasted gas, obviously, trying to find a gas station, number one, then wasted gas, you know, waiting in line, and then again, you wasted more gas, got nothing. They're only giving them out very small amounts of gas, about $5, $10, that's it. So it's really nerve-wracking, all this planning and preparations of what's going to happen when all the fuel runs out completely. I mean, there's a very, very limited amount of resource that's left, and we don't get any advance notice of when that's going to end, so it could end today. And then the problem is that if there's no more gasoline, there's also, at the same time, the fuel oil that runs the power station is also running low. And that could also end in a matter of days. When that happens, we won't have electricity. So if we won't have electricity, we won't have refrigerators. But then there's a problem there, obviously, with no more refrigerated food, or frozen food, we have frozen food, but that'll be all knocked out. We also have a shortage of propane gas. So that's our cooking material. We don't know when that's going to run out. People are saying there's enough propane gas for another couple of weeks or a matter of days. It's very uncertain when things are going to run out. We don't have a real deadline. It's also nerve-wracking. So you're always trying on the lookout for, you know, a couple of bucks of gas or, you know, whatever's left in the supermarket shelf, because the supermarkets are actually being emptied out pretty quickly. I just spoke to a person who was a manager at one of the main supermarket chains in Lebanon, and he said they have 2 weeks left of food. It's kind of hard to hear that. They tell you there's 2 weeks left of food. You know, I don't know, it's very unpredictable and nerve-wracking.
Did he have any plans as to what he was going to do after that 2 weeks?
No. And that's the hardest part about all of it. Everything is so uncertain, and he doesn't know. Nobody knows. I mean, there have been ships that have been trying to reach Lebanon, but obviously the Israelis are not allowing that, like, not allowing any ships to Lebanon. And, I mean, my situation is pretty hard for, you know, somebody who's used to having a pretty normal life and, you know, in terms of work and formality. But other people are actually, you know, in critical life-threatening positions. And people are in the hospital right now. The hospitals are totally...
Hey, صوتها بهاية. تعرفت عليها أول ما وعيت على الدنيا. بدأت أنجذب لها أكتر وأكتر قبل 5 سنين. وعلاقتنا بدأت قبل سنة ونص. اليوم الكل بيعرف عنها. إمتى انتقبلنا؟
لما الكل كان يلتم حوالين بشرتك السمرة. أول ما تقابلنا ما كانش حب من أول نظرة. مرة على مرة طلعت فيكي جوا جوا وعرفت إنك الوحيدة اللي حتسوي دربي خضرة. وشوي شوي قربتي أكتر علي, قدمتيلي وفتحتيلي طريق جديد قدام عيني. ورجيتيني إنه الماضي اللي أنا بنيته كان عالفاضي عشان أسسته غصب عني مش بإرادتي, بس خليته كله وراي. لما شفتك انت جاي وصحابي الحوالي شبهونا بالصحراء والمي لبعض. علاقتنا كلها غلط مع انك الوحيدة اللي علمتينا عالج الغضب بالطريق الصح. منك صوت مبح ومالي راح, بس من يومك قلبي ارتاح. واليوم حبنا فاح بين الناس, وين ما يقولوا اسمك بقولوا اسمي. من صحرا وماي صرنا صحرا ورمل. سو ابتسمي خلتي اسمي كيلومترات قدام جسمي, وانا حعمل المستحيل انك ما تنكسري. انا زهقت وانا اطلع كيف الكل بيأذي فيكي, بس ما زهقتش اني سهراني الليالي تقرضيكي. مش زي هداك هداك مفتش اكون غني, قال يعني بحبك ومصلحتي بس الكاش موني. لا بالمرة لا, وحياتك انك حبي بعطيك عيني التنتين بس انت علي ردي. اخترتك وتبنيتك من الشوارع, واللي بيدوش يسمع خليته سامع. ملة حبنا مقبول عند شعبي, كل كلمة عقد لك اياها طلعت من قلبي. سويتك منا فينا ودخلتك داري, صرت حطيت عليك كتير كتير مصاري. ولا مرة جيت طلبت ترشيلي, كل طلبه لما نجرح داويني.
كل طلبه لما نجرح داويني.
انت حبي الوحيد,
صار انه الك مش وحيد. غريب انك من نوع عنده اخطر من حبيب. اريد اريد مريد اسيب, بس كيف اروح بعيد علي بيجيب لقلبي البيت. اكيد اكيد حضلني قريب ماشي, لانك ببالي بالدقايق والثواني. مع الليالي اللي بحس فيها بحالي وحداني, دخلت جوات نسمتي وبطلت احس خالي. وبنفس الوقت تكوني مع حد تاني اللي هو استغلالي.
اخترتك وتبنيتك من الشوارع, واللي بيدوش يسمع خليته سامع. ملة حبنا مقبول عند شعبي, كل كلمة عقد لك اياها طلعت من قلبي. سويتك منا فينا ودخلتك ضاري, صرت حطيت عليك كتير كتير مصاري. ولا مرة جيت طلبت ترجيلي, كل طلبه لما نجرح داويني.
كل طلبه لما نجرح داويني.
الكل سمعك بس السؤال اذا اللي سمعك فهمك. غير الانغام والاوطار مش فاهمش بدك, والشعب السواكي ازاكي وصوتك بنحبش. زمان كنت النية الصافي اللي بقلوب الناس تلمس, واليوم غيري بيستغلك تيلمس المرسيدس. بترجاكي تعاليلي ومن حقك مش حنقش, بس انتي ساعديني افتح لشعب الابواب. ايدي بايد انا وانتي يا موسيقى الراب. اخترتك وتبنيتك من الشوارع, واللي بيدوش يسمع خليته سامع. ملة حبنا مقبول عند شعبي, كل كلمة عقد لك اياها طلعت من قلبي. سويتك منا فينا ودخلتك داري, صرت حطيت عليك كتير كتير مصاري. ولا مرة جيت طلبت ترجيلي, كل طلبه لما نجرح داويني. اخترتك وتبنيتك من الشوارع, واللي بيدوش يسمع خليته سامع. ملة حبنا مقبول عند شعبي, كل كلمة عقد لك اياها طلعت من قلبي. سويتك منا فينا ودخلتك داري, صرت حطيت عليك كتير كتير مصاري. ولا مرة جيت طلبت ترجيلي, كل طلبه لما نجرح داويني.
Bienvenidos, usted está escuchando Radio Antifascista aquí en Radio Active San Diego, y hoy estamos hablando de la guerra en Líbano de Israel. Y esta última canción fue de Araba, MC Árabe. Es un grupo de raperos de Palestina. Y tienes un sitio de web, es arabrap.net, donde puedes leer más de ellos y comprar discos y todo eso. Y antes de eso tocara una canción para la guerra del grupo Mecca to Medina. Es un grupo de raperos de Muslim de Inglaterra. Y tocara una entrevista de un grupo que se llama Alternate Focus. Es un grupo aquí en San Diego que hace un programa de televisión de temas de países árabes, y fue una entrevista con gente en Beirut. Fue un poco difícil la escucha. Después tiene sonido no muy bueno. Y antes de eso hablaba con mi amigo Ali ahí en Beirut, haciendo un proyecto que se llama Resistencia Civil en Líbano. Y tú puedes leer más de ese proyecto en el sitio de web lebanonsolidarity.org. Y en sábado este grupo fue al sur de Líbano y van a tomar comida y agua y cosas como eso a la gente ahí. Pero es muy duro porque el gobierno de Israel dice que ellos van a poner bombas en cada carro, en cualquier cosa se mueva, ellos van a bombar. Y por eso están tratando a tener más atención de gente en todo el mundo. Entonces dile a tus amigos y tus grupos y tus colectivos y todos del sitio Lebanon Solidarity, solidarity.org, SOLIDARITY.org, LebanonSolidarity.org. So you're listening to Radioactive San Diego, Radio Antifascista. That last interview was from Alternate Focus. Alternate Focus is a group here in San Diego that does public access TV show regarding the Middle East and conflicts and issues in the Middle East. And that was Andy from Alternate Focus interviewing somebody in Beirut about the situation there. Unfortunately, the audio quality wasn't so hot. So sorry if you couldn't hear it. Before that, or after that, actually, I played a little bit of the Arab MCs. You can get their music at arabrap.net. Before that, I interviewed a friend of mine from LebanonSolidarity.org. The project is called Civilian Resistance in Lebanon. They are declaring Lebanon an open country for civil resistance, calling on people to civilly resist Israel's war against the country. And so they're taking a Saturday morning, they're taking a caravan down to the south of Lebanon and taking supplies with them, trying to create space in Lebanon, trying to say that it's not okay for the Israeli government to say that they're going to bomb everything that moves. And yeah, doing that by putting their bodies on the line. And it was a hard interview for me. There was lots of noise in the background from missiles and bombs. And yeah. So thanks for listening. You can send me an instant message on the internet at Radioactive SD. You can email me at lotus@indymedia.org. I'd love to get email from you and know that you're listening. If you have requests or suggestions for future shows, I would love to get those. That would be great. And you can also call us here in the studio at 619-269-4693. So if you have requests or suggestions for future shows, or if you are a hip-hop band and hip-hop or hip-hop artist that you would like to get some airplay for your group, please go ahead and send me some information or some music or something. Just wanted to make some brief announcements. I did get an email this morning. Let me switch to that. Hold on one second. An announcement from the Caracol That Speaks for All, Roberto Barrios, Chiapas, Mexico, Junta of Good Government. The Hunt of Good Government denounces energetically the incidents which occurred today, August 3rd, in the village Chol de Tumbala, Rebel Zapatista Autonomous Municipality, El Trabajo. At 10:30 a.m., the federal judge, Playas Gatazaha, went from house to house threatening the compañeros y compañeras of the ETLN support bases to remove their things and leave their houses in 10 minutes. So basically, police are trying to evict Zapatista villages in Chiapas, and that's not okay. They're doing that in the Caracol of Roberto Barrios. So let me see. I should pull it up in Espanol también, because that is easy news to get in Espanol. But in the meantime, I also wanted to mention, while we're talking about Mexico, that October 3rd through 4th, the G8 plus 5, which is the G8 plus, who's the plus 5? Five other countries that are not the richest five countries in the world are going to be meeting in Mexico City to talk about climate change. And a lot of groups already mobilizing to oppose that meeting and try to interrupt it. You can get information about that at rtc.revolt.org. Let's see, where's that in Spanish? So, Chiapas Indymedia tienes una historia ahí del denuncia de desalojo en Tumbala. La Junta de Buen Gobierno denuncian enérgicamente los hechos que sucedieron el día de hoy, 3 de agosto, en el poblado de Chol de Tumbala, municipio autónomo rebelde zapatista El Trabajo. A las 10:30 en el mañana, el juez federal de Playas de Gatzaja, casa por casa, iba amenazando a los compañeros y compañeras bases del apoyo de ESTLN que sacaran sus cosas y salieran de sus casas en 10 minutos y que fueran entregados los documentos agrarios que acreditan la pertenencia de las tierras, asegurando que poseía una orden federal de desalojo. A las 11:30 de la mañana llegaron 3 carros de seguridad pública, 3 carros de policía municipal y 3 carros grandes tortón con elementos de seguridad pública, policías municipales y grupos de personas vestidas de civil, sumando más de 260 personas en total que llevan a cabo del desalojo, quemando y tumbando 30 casas con motosierras y con ayuda de 2 tractores. Después procedieron con las quemas y destrucción de la población entera, quemando y destruyendo ropas, cubetas, utensilios de cocina. Y tú puedes leer más de eso en chiapas.indymedia.org. Pero también quiero decir un poco del... ¿dónde es el traducir? Vamos a enfrentar la cumbre climática del G8 Plus 5 este 3 y 4 de octubre en el Ciudad de México, DF. Justicia climática ya. Y muchos grupos se están movilizando para... para parar esa junta del G8 en DF en octubre. Y puedes leer más de eso en rtc.revolt.org. I wanted to go back actually for a minute, because now that I read the Spanish version, I realize the gravity of what's going on there in Chiapas, and I think you all should know. At 11:30 in the morning, 3 cars of the state public security arrived, with 3 cars of the Palenque Municipal Police and 3 large vehicles with elements of public security, municipal police, and persons in civilian dress. In total, the eviction was carried out by more than 260 persons. They burned down and demolished 30 houses with machine saws and with the help of 2 tractors. After that, they continued the burning and destruction of the entire village, burning and destroying clothes, dishes, and kitchen utensils. That is some bad news of intense evictions going on by the police in Chiapas, in the south of Mexico. Police evicting Zapatista villages inside of autonomous territory. You can read more about that at chiapas.indymedia.org. All right, now I'm out. I'm done for now. And What am I going to play? Oh, I want to play this song from States of Abuse, which is... I hope this is the right song, but it's a song that... What if London was like Palestine? Thanks for listening. Gracias por escuchando, por favor. Escucha la próxima semana en el 7 al 8 en la noche. Aquí, Radio Antifascista. Contra fascismo, contra capitalismo y para anarquismo. You're listening to Radio Antifascista, against capitalism, against fascism, for anarchism. And come back next week, 7 to 8 p.m. Thanks for listening.
You don't know what I feel now. I think many of them don't want to know about us, don't want to know what we feel.
Imagine if London ran like Palestine. I'm sure there's some that would argue that it already is. What with Armageddon and Babylon and that type of business. Corruption governing the way we live. They're not abstracts, they're places in the Middle East. A region at perpetual war for our perpetual peace. And prosperity and facility to get from A to B without walking.
We also like them. We cry, we feel sad, we feel happy, and we have minds also.
But bulldozers coming to knock down your house though? I don't think so. Imagine people came and built a wall around the circle line, saying that's where their families lived in ancient times, citing biblical historical sources, claiming all the land and the natural resources exclusively for themselves, no sharing, safe in the knowledge that nobody cares about you or your situation. That's been seen to by international news organisations, referring to you as a terrorist for the crime of existence in your own space, your own time. Now the wall's creeping up the northern line. Occupation is a brutal, bloody crime. You wanna reach from Camden to Swiss, you have to go via Hackney, 'cause you and your kids are a security risk. Imagine London on a Palestine twist. I'm sure there's some that would argue that it already is. What with social injustice being the way it is. Corruption everywhere manifests, touching all of us. But when's the last time a teenage soldier got on your bus? When did you last have to dust from a tank on the school run? Imagine what it would be like if your water didn't run. Imagine if water was a serious issue for your family. Imagine if you got your groceries from an aid agency due to M1's ongoing humanitarian emergency. Imagine the urgency with which you would expect people around the world to be making a fuss if London ran like Palestine and this was happening to us.
Their mind and understand what happened here.